Hey, listen, let's play a game together, shall we? A simple one. I want you to imagine it with me. Picture it in your mind. A game where you have to get from the start of a level to the end. Let the level take shape in your mind for me. If it helps, you can close your eyes and imagine it. Close your eyes and picture it. A simple game, something classic, retro. You're the hero, of course. The pixelated sprite ready to take on this challenge. See yourself there, standing against the backdrop of a blue sky. There are blocks and bushes around you. Can you picture that? See the scene in your mind? Good, I want you to focus on it now. Focus on that level, and I want you to let your mind wander to the end, the goal. A simple flag on a pole. That's what you need to reach. And along the way, there are so many obstacles, each one more devious and dangerous than the last. Each one with a specific way to end your game. Can you see it? I'm sure you can now. I'm sure you're letting the scene build in your mind, but to help you move along, to help you on this journey through the landscape, let's do a quick tutorial, shall we? I want you to imagine your hands now, holding a controller. You can even move them into that position if you like. Imagine you're learning to play with me, learning the controls of your own character, how to move yourself, how to help yourself navigate this game, my game. You are the hero and darling, of course. I'm the villain. I'm the one who wants to stop you at every turn, who wants to make sure you can't possibly reach the end. And I have lots of ways to do that, so you'll really need to understand how this game works to survive and see the credits. That's why this little tutorial is so important, so crucial to the experience. So you're going to pay close attention to it, strict attention. You're going to let your mind see that first level in your mind, and you're going to imagine your little character is trapped at the start. You can't progress until you pass the tutorial. So focus now and let my words guide you. To finish this tutorial, you have to drop into a trance, because that's the ultimate state of focus. Only in total focus, in a trance, do you have a chance to defeat me and win. Only if you fall into a trance can you possibly complete this game. Because trance is an intense state of focus, and you're focusing intently on the game you see in your mind. You're in a state of focus already, but it's not quite a trance. Actually, there's a series of commands to get there. You're going to learn just how to do that, to enter that focus state, and then begin the game. So just listen now, listen to my words, and let your hands push the buttons. First, you need to learn how to move. Push left now. Let your left thumb move your little character left. That's right. Well, left actually. Now you can move right. Push your left thumb to the right and move right. See the little character on the screen in your mind move right. Well, very good. Now you can also jump by pushing up. Do that for me now. Push with your left thumb. Excellent. So good. And it's very easy to focus on playing that game as you see your little character jump in response to your input. Now to duck down, you simply push down. Down with your left thumb. Very good, doing so well for me. You're nailing this tutorial. And now you have two attacks. With your right thumb, push down on the B button for me. To punch and see that character shoot their fist forward. Nicely done. You're getting more focused now the more you learn. The more you understand the controls, the more focused on the game you become. And it's easy to focus on the game, because a screen in your mind dominates your attention, and using your thumbs like that takes all your effort. You have to focus to succeed, and you need to learn your second attack. With your right thumb, push B. Push down on that imaginary button and see your character make a kick. That's it. And now there's one more control you need, the start button. You'll push this to start the game. And every time you see a game over screen, you'll need to push start with your right thumb again. And as you focus on my words on the screen, on your character and on your input and your thumbs, you'll find you're entering a state of intense focus, a trance where you can focus only on the game and block out any distractions. Push start now and you can enter the final stage of the tutorial. That's right, very good. You're doing so well for me. And now you know all the controls, it's time to put it all together and enter the command to really start the game. Once you enter the full command, you'll find yourself falling into a trance, into a state of intense and total focus on the game you're going to play with me. I want you to learn it piece by piece, and with each section you find yourself falling deeper into that state of focus where only the game matters. Take it all in and learn it, and when you put all the pieces together, you'll fall into a deep state of intense focus, where your conscious mind switches off and you do everything automatically. Take it all in and learn it, and when you put all the pieces together, you'll fall into a deep state of intense focus where your conscious mind switches off and you do everything automatically. You play on autopilot. You enter a state of concentrated, total focus on the game, and nothing else matters. The first section of the command, and you must follow and use your thumb to enter this, is to push up, up, down, down. That's it. And again, push up, up, down, down. Very good. The next section is also with your left thumb, and it'll send you even deeper into focus, pulling you into it. Like you're being drawn into the game. Like you're becoming one with a character on screen. Like you can feel what they feel, do as they do. You are one with the game once you enter the full command. The next section is to follow with your left thumb. Left, right, left, right. Very good. And one more time. Left, right, left, right. And you're ever closer to being inside the game now. Deep inside it. Lost in it. So that it all becomes very real in your mind. You are playing out the scene on the screen in your mind. And the final section with your right thumb now. Simply BA. Very good. And do that one more time now. BA. And now we'll put it all together and end it with start to start the game and send you down into a deep trance where you'll see yourself inside the game, totally focused on the task of reaching the end of the level, reaching the end of the game. Total focus now, ready to drop into trance as you follow my words with your thumb. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, and start. Drop now, drop down into the game. Into that intense focus, drop deep now, and focus only on the task in your mind of reaching the end of the level. And I want you to see the game now, the game in your mind on that screen, and see yourself in it as you start to move across the screen. You see yourself moving forward and you see a big chasm, the first obstacle. Such an easy obstacle to pass. All you have to do is jump over it. But at the bottom is a red glow, can you see it? A warm, inviting red glow, like something is calling you down into the pit, down into the chasm, into the red, warm glow, like the glow of love and romance and lust and sex. Something down there. Maybe it's a secret. Maybe it's worth exploring. You have extra lives. You can do it. You can test it. Just see yourself now walk towards that chasm and fall into it, forgetting the controls and falling into it. Into that red glow, and it feels so good. You feel as if falling into that red glow is falling into my arms. I may be the villain, but it's so inviting to fall into my arms. I'm soft and warm and wonderful and welcoming, and you love to fall into me. Even if it means you see the game over screen. It feels so good to fall into me. It gives you a little jolt of pleasure. A little jolt of pleasure through your body. Focused between your legs. As soon as you fall into that chasm and see that game over screen, push start now and try again. Your focus is still on the game, still on finding me at the end. Even though you could find me in that chasm and feel another jolt of pleasure, you can focus enough now to see that character, that avatar for you rushing forward. Push up now and leap over that gap. That gap is in the past, behind you. You know it made you feel good. But you can finish the game still, and that's your focus, that intense focus and trance. And now you see another hazard, a statue of a woman shooting out arrows over and over, each one tipped with a love heart. See it now, so simple to avoid. All you have to do is push down to duck and keep moving past. But you could be missing something. That heart could be a power-up. Aren't hearts usually power-ups in these games? That's right, they are. And you should check. You are compelled to know. You must know if you can become better, stronger, and get an edge in the game. So watch now as you let yourself get hit by that arrow. That love heart, you feel a surge of pleasure rush between your legs. Utter, exquisite pleasure. like that love heart is bursting inside you and sending a warm glow through your body and pushing pleasure and arousal between your legs. And doesn't it feel so good? Even as you see that game over screen again, it feels so good to let yourself be taken, to lose to me, to my arrow. Losing feels so good. The pleasure of losing might be better than winning. That's right. It feels so good to lose to me. It feels so good when you see that game over screen. Doing so well, but feeling so good when you fail. Push start now and try again. This time you can focus now, still in a trance. You can focus still, even though there's such a wonderful rush of pleasure between your legs, making you feel so good, so aroused, and a little confused about how to succeed in this game. Losing feels so good. But this time, you can push up and jump that gap, and push down to duck under the arrow, and you reach the end of the level, and you see the boss appear. Me, Mistress Kalia, in a cute little outfit, smiling. It's only level one. I only take one hit here and you win. But you know it feels better to lose, don't you? You know that the game over screen feels so good. And just looking at me, imagining me, you can feel that pleasure already. As if your body can anticipate how it'll feel to lose to me. You know that the game over screen feels so good. And just looking at me, imagining me, you can feel that pleasure already. As if your body can anticipate how it'll feel to lose to me. To lose to my power and poise and erotic attacks. So you could come and push those buttons with your right hand, but instead you're frozen, waiting to see what I might do, learning my pattern. And you can see now as I pucker my lips, raise my hand, and blow you a kiss. A big, sexy pair of lips floats slowly across the screen towards you. You only have this one life left, but you know it feels good to lose, and when that kiss reaches you, you'll see that game over screen again and feel so good. It feels so much pleasure. You'll feel it as if I am kissing you. As if my hand is rubbing between your legs and you'll love losing. In fact, as that kiss floats towards you, you start to accept that as the truth. The losing feels so good. That it feels so good to lose this game and any game, because when you lose, when you see that game over screen, you get that same rush of pleasure. When you see a game over screen in any game, in trance or not, you feel as though my slender, sexy, skilled hand is rubbing between your legs and that pleasure feels better than any victory. Completing the game pales in comparison to the rush of pleasure between your legs when you see that game over screen in any game. And when you let that kiss hit your character and see that game over screen, you'll accept that as your reality, as the truth. You'll accept that when you play a game, you will feel a rush of erotic pleasure when you see a game over screen. You may even start to lose on purpose, as each time you see that screen in a gaming session, you'll feel the pleasure compound. Every time you see a game over screen, the pleasure will be more intense than the last time. And you'll become more and more distracted, and you'll lose more often, and you'll start to crave losing, failing at your game to feel a pleasure. That's right. That's your truth now. That's your reality in trance or out. Losing feels better than winning in any game. Doing so well for me now. And that truth will implant itself in your subconscious once my kiss hits you, and lose this game completely. I'll count from 3 to 1. Count it down as it floats towards you, and when I reach 1, it'll hit you and send a rush of pleasure through you as you lose the game. 3. Feeling so good when you lose. Loving the feeling of failing at gaming. 2. Seeing that kiss come closer to you, ready to send your body into rapturous arousal. And 1. Feel it hit you now. Feel pleasure overcome you, and feel the delicious, delirious rush of failure. Of losing, of seeing the game over screen. As you see that game over screen in your mind and see yourself run out of lives, nothing feels better. There's no sexier, more arousing feeling than that feeling of losing a game and letting my pleasure course through you. And now you're all out of lives. It's time to end the game. It's time to let yourself come back to reality. You're all out of credits. And I'll count from 9 to 0, and at 0 you'll return to reality. Accepting your new truth. 9. seeing your character beside that number now as a countdown. 8. Letting the numbers fall as you accept the new reality of your gaming. 7. Feeling so good and aroused at the idea of losing your games. 6. Seeing yourself blissful and happy on screen having lost. 5. Letting yourself lose focus on the game and feel reality seeping back in. 4. Letting that feeling lock itself in your mind. Game over means pleasure. 3. Feeling refreshed and light, happy and content now. 2. Almost there, letting the outside world return. 1. Game over is pleasure. And you love to lose when you game. 0. Awaken, and drop your focus on the game. It's time to wake up now and see the world return and feel yourself come back to normal. It was so fun gaming with you. I hope you enjoyed it too. You didn't do very well, but hey, it was your first time. Maybe you should listen a few more times and really learn how to succeed in gaming. How does that sound? I'd love to play again. Just insert another coin and we can run it back. Or if you can go and play a different game, see how that goes for you. Just make sure you tell me all about it. I love gaming, don't you?